All right, so we're going to lighten things up a little bit. In the hallowed halls of the U.S. Senate, it is common practice to quote history's great orators when making your point. Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Gandhi.
Right. And then came a banking committee hearing on Tuesday. Senator Sherrod Brown of the great state of Ohio rose to speak out against a piece of legislation whose very title promised three things: the Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act.
As Meatloaf used to sing, two out of three ain't bad. But this bill doesn't even meet the Meatloaf minimum.
Yes, Senator Brown was quoting Meatloaf. The king of 1970s melodramatic pop became worthy of the halls of Congress.
But would you believe it did not stop there?
Meatloaf also said there ain't no Coupe de Ville on the bottom of a Cracker Jack box. In other words, we live in a real world.
That was Senator John Neely Kennedy setting off a Meatloaf battle.
I just didn't know senators knew so much about Meatloaf. This is amazing. And, well, more. Senator Tom Tillis countered.
In that same song, he said, "Baby, we can talk all night, but that ain't getting us nowhere, so I'm looking forward to processing the amendments."
Amazing. Then Chris Van Hollen of Maryland returned fire.
Meatloaf also said, "Life is a lemon and I want my money back." So on behalf of all the consumers who the short end of the stick from Wells Fargo and Equifax, I want to have a bill to make sure they get their money back.
Life is a lemon and I want my money back.
All right, you knew it had to get here eventually. Committee Chairman Mike Crapo finally admitted he was just outmatched.
I guess I'm going to have to go learn a little more about Meatloaf.
No, sir. You don't have to.
You, Senator Tim Scott, took the words right out of my mouth.
And then you took the words right out of my mouth. Whoa.